And now for our story. A woman is often faced with serious decisions. Either way she may decide, the situation may affect the entire lives of a number of people. Such is true with Mary Southern at the present time. Yesterday, we know she was seriously considering what she should do about the Hollywood offer from Paul Cranshaw to make another picture. But she also was needed in Sanders to head her business concerns. In which way, going to Hollywood or staying in Sanders, can Mary serve her loved ones and her community best? And there is that matter of Dr. Benson, who seems to be softening more and more in his attitude toward Benjamin Carter. Just what is Carter doing in these matters that concern the bottling works and the kitty clinic at the present time? We shall see directly. As our scene opens today, we find Max soberly whittling in the backyard of the Sanders home.
What's wrong, Max?
Nothing, Toots. I just get a pink some once in a while, don't I?
But, Max, this isn't like you. Something's wrong.
Oh, I don't know. I just got to figure out some things.
Well, don't you want to tell me?
Well, maybe not just yet. You see, it affects you.
You mean affects me?
Yeah. Mary, it's nothing. I just got some thinking to do. Thought maybe a whittling would help my thinking.
That, telegram from Paul Cranshaw, is that such a...
Oh, no, Mary. It has, Mary. I was just thinking maybe Doc Benson was right after all when my father wanted me to sell out and live on my $1 million before he ran off with it.
Max. What do you think Daddy Stratford and John Fowler, Phyllis Danny, Dr. Benson, the man at the mill, the quarry, those men at the bank would say if they heard you say that?
Well, sometimes, Mary, maybe I'm just blue today.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were out here alone, brooding. Max, it wasn't because of this offer from Hollywood to make another picture. This $25,000 I'd get that made you think you weren't giving me enough.
Well, Mary, you'd have a lot more things out there. You'd have all them exciting people and handsome movie actors like Bill Clark, directors and the like, and you'd have them around you instead of a mug like me, a town full of old fogies like we got in this town. I'm used to it here. I was born and brought up here. I don't want to go back to Chicago and any of that shady business I was in before, but Mary, I ain't doing right by you.
Now, look here, young man. You've been condemning yourself about enough for one morning. I'll not stand for any more of it, you hear?
You talk just like I was Jimmy.
A thousand times more trouble, too. Oh, Max, you know I like it here in Sanders. It's real. It's life here, Max. And I'd take that offer to make another picture for Paul Cranshaw only because the money would help us all here so much like now.
Well, then I guess I better snap out of it. I better get down to the bottling works and see how things are. And I got a board meeting at the bank this afternoon, too.
Oh, darling, that's so much better. Let me kiss you.
Well, now I better go. When do you think you'll go to Hollywood, Mary, huh?
When?
Yeah.
Who said I was going to Hollywood?
You mean...
I mean, I've already sent Paul Cranshaw away, saying I'm sorry. I'll have to refuse this grand offer that I'm needed here. You think I did the right thing, Max?
Think? That's a nifty. Say, Mary, I'm crazy about you. Oh, I'm glad. I'm awful glad that you turned down that movie contract. Say, Mary, I'd go nuts here without you to talk about things and... Gosh, I just gotta have you here. You're the only one that's got sense around here. That's the kind of kissing that I do, baby, when I'm happy. And am I happy that you turned it down?
Oh,
boy.
I wouldn't go to Hollywood for any amount of money.
Hey, listen, we'll get along here. Boy, I'll get things for you, all kinds of things. And we'll make that old bottling works pay. You just see when Danny goes to Chicago and what he does there. Boy, I got respectability in that kid. And we'll show Benjamin Carter we can build that hotel, too, in this town. Say, he ain't going to run anything around this town.
No, you just go on. You'll probably find things all at a standstill if you don't get down to bottling work.
Hey, I'll see. Well, here I go, like a steam engine. Oh, hey, I forgot something.
What?
That's interest on my investment.
So long, sir. So long.
Well, it's a good thing you finally got back here, Miss.
Oh, what'd you take me off the boat for, boss? Oh, they were just pulling the gangplank when that hutch out of yours sprinted up with that telegram.
Yes?
Oh, say, was I mad. Why, me, going like big class on one of them cruisers they called them.
Cruise, you lug. Cruiser's a battleship.
Huh? Well, sure was a swell boat anyhow. A lot of class and, hey, boy, what babes on board. Hey, boy, great pickings there. Lots of dough and furs and jewels. Yeah, a guy could make a haul there. Boy, I got my eye on that pickings.
You're not forgetting you're still working for me, miss.
Huh? Oh, sure. No. I'm still one of the boys.
Yeah, that's good. Don't ever forget you're one of the boys.
Hey, boss, you know, this bag of mine is heavy.
You're getting weaker, miss. You better stay in shape around here.
What? What you got now, boss?
Oh, nothing much. Just need a man around to look after things.
You ain't gonna bump somebody off, are you?
Say, where do you think you are? In gang country? You get that bumping off stuff out of your head. I'm a good, respectable citizen of Sanders now.
Sure, boss. Now, don't get me wrong. How'd I know you was gone regular now? Boy, what'll the fellas say?
Who cares? I'm through with that racket stuff, miss. That's old. Passé.
Huh? Pass what?
Passé.
Oh.
Out of style. That hoodlum stuff, and people don't stand for it anymore.
Oh, I get you. You got a new style. Well, let me know. What is it, boss?
You know, Miff, you hoods are all alike. You can't think beyond your noses.
Oh, yeah? Well, who wants to think beyond his nose? Not me. What have I got a head for?
Yeah, I've often wondered that myself.
Oh, say, what happened to that there old one-horse taxi in town that Yokin used to drive?
Yeah, that's the new motive power for scraps of bottling work.
Oh, yeah? Hey, didn't nothing happen there yet?
Listen, as far as you know, nothing's going to happen there.
Okay. Gee, you don't need to snap my head off for it. I only asked a question.
Well, you're not supposed to be minding anybody's business but your own. Now, you be my hotel clerk for a while, as long as I need you. I may send you back to Chicago any day if I see I don't need you.
Gee, boss, you sure have changed. I don't get it. What are you trying to do in this town, anyway?
I'm trying to establish myself here. Can't you see that? And become the big shot here. It's got to be done in a legit way. And I don't want any of your rough stuff.
Sure, I get you. What are they doing over at the bottling works now?
They started bottling the water. I've got to be free to get around and see what I can do to get in on that. That's why I want you to take care of the hotel.
Sure, boss. Say, I don't know nothing about books and things, but, well, I can call bellboys and rent those rooms.
Okay, that's all you're supposed to do. And try to act like a gentleman while you're doing it.
Huh?
You better take your bags up to the room. And then, from down, I'll explain everything to you. Here, boy, take these bags.
Hey, boss, there goes that Doc Benson upstairs. He living here now?
Yes, he's moved in for a while.
Oh.
I want to try to keep him here. So you be especially polite to him.
Oh, it'll be okay. Just leave it to me, boss.
And stop calling me boss.
Huh?
I'm Mr. Carter to you from now on. Remember that whenever you speak to me and anybody is present. This isn't a gang hangout. It's a hotel.
Oh, sure, boss. I mean, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, that's better.
Say, boss, I mean, Mr. Carter, I want to ask you something.
Well?
You ever do anything about that kitty clinic? You know, get your mitts on it?
Why?
Well, you know the boys, they get shot up sometimes and they gotta have a place to go to get patched up. You know, hide out for a while. Well, we was talking about a good place and I was at the hangout in the city. And I thought about this.
Yeah?
You know, the gang said that'd be swell. A small burg like this, say, it's the best thing in the world to lay out in when a guy got loaded. Now, I thought maybe...
If not, maybe I'd invite you and the boys to come down here, huh? Well, I won't. And keep your mouth shut about what I'm doing here when you get back to the city, you hear?
Sure, boy. Mr. Carter, this is just an idea.
Yeah, you be careful about ideas. They don't become you. Besides, I'm trying to get on the good side of this Dr. Benson. I want to help all those poor mothers and babies who need medical care and go to the clinic.
Hey, you getting soft-hearted, Mr. Carter?
Soft-hearted? No, Miff, I don't think so. I'm learning how to do things without arousing antagonism.
Without doing what? Oh, you know, I don't understand all this. The way you're getting so good around this place. Say, you'll be running me out of town next.
That's an idea, too. Might please the town. But you forget about the clinic whenever Dr. Benson's around. That's my territory. Now, go on up to your room and dress in something not so flashy and come down. And, be ready to go to work.
Well, I see our old friend Miff is back in town. And it was a bit of a surprise to learn that Dr. Benson is living now at Carter's Hotel, the Stratford Southern Arms. Well, at least we feel more assured that Mary Southern, with her good sense and cool advice, is remaining in Sanders and not going to the coast to make a picture. I'm sure Mary will be needed in these difficult days to come. Be sure to listen to the next episode in the life of Mary Southern, presented with the best wishes of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.